Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing? Wide Open Wednesday. Going to take your phone calls right now. The lines are open at 888-920-6673. We're tardy as usual. My fault today. Let's get right to it. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm not good. We're good here in D.C.
I'm not good. They're good, but I'm not good. I'm having a morning, to be honest with you. It's just, you ever have those days where you're just running behind from the moment you get up until the moment you go to sleep? I think I'm going to have one of those days today. But enough about me. It's all about you and your phone calls. What can I do for you, darling?
Lady?
Hi, guys. This is Heather calling from the Orange is the New Black prison over in the East Bay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, Woo! Wonderful. Any cat fights lately?
Not a cat fight, but a lock in a sock. That was pretty bad.
Ooh. Ooh.
A what?
A lock in a sock.
So someone puts a padlock in a sock and uses it as a weapon?
Or a roll of quarters.
Yeah. Or
stick of butter.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to say I'm obsessed. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Heather. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Mike. I wanted to actually start this with an apology, and I need advice.
Go ahead.
I called last week and I upset Mike because there was apparently an issue with the government phone that I was using and you blocked my phone number.
Yeah, but you know, let me stop you right there, Heather. Okay. Upsetting Mike is something that everybody has done, and it's not about
not
you
me.
Or anybody else that's upset. No, I want to thank Rob right out of the gate for promoting his anniversary. I'm sorry, Wide Open Wednesday. Hold on just a sec.
How do you mean about that?
We'll get to that later.
Do you remember what I asked yesterday?
Do you remember what you got yesterday? Hourly updates.
On the hour. I had to tell Rob to stop posting about Wide Open Wednesday or I was going to block him.
I loved it.
Yes.
I was joking. Am I not allowed? Is it because I was upset because I'm running late today that I can't even joke with
Mike,
Rob
Speedwagon?
Mike,
we weren't upset at you.
I like when your brother comes to your defense like that, though.
It feels weird, though.
Yeah, it feels alone on this end.
Yeah. Heather,
go ahead, Heather.
but that's okay. You can leave it blocked because I'm leaving Orange is the New Black and going to Shawshank in about a month. So.
Ooh. Oh, Shawshank. Yeah. Now, when you use those little references, does that mean, I'll try to interpret here, does that mean the facility you are traveling to may be a little bit older than the facility you're in now?
Population is different. I'll be working with men for the first time in 20 years.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Oh, yeah.
And
FedPen.
And higher security, but I got a promotion, so it's all good.
You know what'll be good is if you get them to do some work for you, reward them with a nice cold bottle of beer.
Ooh.
I mean, like if they're gonna tar the roof.
Yeah. A bucket of suds would really make them come to your service, baby.
Only
you and I remember suds. Guy just feels more like a man if he has a little bottle of suds.
Right. Exactly. That's the way to work it.
Did you know that it's Rob Spiewak's anniversary today?
No.
Now don't be selfish, Heather. It is.
Yeah.
It's Rob's anniversary today.
Is it 20, Rob?
It is 20. Thank you.
What is 20, Rob? Well, what is 20?
20 years.
No, but I mean, what is the
blaze?
Oh, it is China.
It's
China.
20 years, Mike. I mean, what?
20 is China.
It's a carbon fiber composite.
So it's China. I'm either going to get Carrie egg rolls or a Make America Great Again hat, both made in China.
Very good. Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Congratulations to Rob and Carrie.
Thank you very much.
Well, Heather, thank you. And stay safe, really. And now you're going over to the hairy, stinky men. I mean, be careful. Be careful at Shawshank, okay?
Real quick, guys, though, yes. I do need your advice on something.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm literally sitting in the parking lot. I'm sick. I don't want to go inside.
Are you going inside with the ladies today or with the men? Do you start today?
Well, With the ladies. The men are in a month. I'm working with the ladies today, but I've got a cold, and my pants don't fit right, and my hair doesn't look good.
Heather, let me tell you something. First and foremost, I'm a humanist. I'm an individual that believes in the power of the human spirit. That is why, Heather, with your bad head cold, as you sit in your parking lot waiting to go into your female prison, I suggest you do what all good hacks would do. Take it out on the inmates. Hey, that's right. Put them in solitary. Slap them down.
Can they read?
That means they can hardly read.
I love you. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good day, dear.
Thank you. Mwah.
Thanks,
mwah,
Heather.
Mwah. Mwah.
Thank you. That was sweet. Nice to start out Wide Open Wednesday with a guard. Do we have another one?
We do.
Hand signals, boys. Come on. Got a guest down here on this end. Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Todd from Rochester.
They're always named Todd. Scott or Todd.
Or Tyler.
I actually do have a brother named Scott, so it's kind of hilarious and humiliating at the same time.
How are things in Rochester, New York, one of our favorite towns and a lot of listeners up there?
Well, it's freezing cold this morning, but it should be in the 70s by the afternoon, so it's very bipolar weather.
Beautiful, Brian. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a question for Oscar, actually.
Oh, yeah, bring it on.
All right. I was wondering, this has been plaguing me for a while, and I know you're, I believe, Schmasker's ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Once went to Pound Town with a wrestler.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you could reveal who that was.
His name is Matt Hardy. The lesser looking of the Hardys.
Oh, I know him. He's a scumbag.
No, he actually did me a favor. I'd send him a pound cake if I could.
So to speak. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Cake. Appreciate it.
How late in your relationship did that happen?
I would say at the death rattle.
Yeah, it would have to be really? Towards the very end. Yeah.
Was that when you
I owe that guy
had
a kidney.
The meltdown?
I owe that guy a kidney, Mike. That guy
really?
Saved me from a life of hell. Thank you.
I can't keep track because we do too many shows, but did you discussed the meltdown, but not necessarily the wrestling element, because obviously that fits with your other show.
I think that's the first time you've mentioned the wrestler by name.
Yes, but no, we talked.
Did you mention the wrestler by name on Big O and Dukes?
Yeah, and I mentioned it on the Mike O'Mara Show. It was one of the it was a show you were out, and it was just Rob and I talking about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, did it land with Rob? Did it? Did he care that it was that particular wrestler? Or
I did. No. I wasn't familiar with his work.
Yeah, he wasn't. Well, at that
point... Did Chad's a wrestling guy? Did he know the wrestler?
Oh, yeah. But okay. It was... The only thing about your ex-girlfriend or someone in your life cheating on you with a WWE wrestler is that, at least for me, I would hope it's The Rock or John Cena, right?
Aim high.
Yeah, give me an A-lister.
Then you'd
give
be
me
more
someone...
inclined to, you'd be more inclined to forgiveness, right?
Or let it go. Let me know all about it.
Yeah,
take some video. Bring
Describe
it home.
It.
Let's share it. Yeah. Yes.
Really, Bubba the Love Sponge it.
I wouldn't sell it. I'm not Bubba the Love Sponge, but I wouldn't mind. But like, I understand. You've left me for The Rock.
Yeah.
You've left me for John Cena.
Yeah, it's an upgrade.
Kind of,
you are upgrading.
If the WWE and like a John Cena would be the A-lister, what would this wrestler
Oh, this guy would be considered A-lister for some people at that point in his career, but I would say, at least for me, from my perspective, right?
Right.
At that point, I was 31 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, don't leave me for someone that I have more muscle tone than.
I'll say this, Mike.
Kenneth Bone or
something. Yeah.
You said the name.
Ken Bone.
I've been to several WWE events. This is not a guy who has his own merchandise.
Yeah,
I think that would be the dividing line. You would have to have a t-shirt or a headband.
Though, I will say again, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, sir. Thank you for doing that. You completely sent my life in a different direction, and you sent me in the right direction.
You think that's what was the catalyst for you ending that relationship?
Yeah, because at that point in her life and at that point in my life, we were in such turmoil that I would have stayed because I felt guilty if I would have left. That broke. That let loose the shackles, as Trump would say, Mike.
Yeah, his shackles.
That's awesome. I love that. Is there any other reason why you called? Just the wrestling thing, sir?
No. I let that guy go.
Okay. See,
years ago.
Let's go to the next call.
All right. Hello. Yeah, Oscar. I got an idea. Let's try an experiment. You I think it's better if you. You take the calls. I'll just.
Oh, I would love to. Yes.
Let's do that Let's try that because Oscar and I have to kind of communicate with each other, and it's very difficult.
Have your breather. You're on the line. The Mike O'Mara Show. What's up?
Hey, sorry, I'm in the car.
No problem.
I had a question for Mike. He was often described as a radio god when he was on the air. And if he was a god, what would he be a god of?
Well, he's still on the radio, sir.
Yeah.
If I was
a
god,
I haven't heard any stagers describing him as a radio god lately.
You mean like what type of god would I be? I would like the god of the sea or the god of the
or perhaps
the air,
he means like a vengeful god.
I would be a vengeful god.
Yes.
No, I would be the god of carbohydrates.
A complex god.
I would be a god of carbohydrates as I enjoyed them last evening. As we went to a dinner party and the little Italian cookies were put out at the end of the evening, and I did what I often do. I don't say often. I normally pronounce it correctly, which is often.
Yes.
I said, no, 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 no. And then everyone was having a drinky poo, and I wasn't because it was a school night, and I began to sample the Italian cookies. And I sampled and sampled and sampled.
Would it be overstepping to ask you to describe the Italian cookies?
No, you calm down, okay? You're going to have to get that thrill sometime.
Were they like the Italian wedding cookies that are sort of sugar dusted and not very tasty?
Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
He knows.
I know.
So are you satisfied with that answer?
Is that an answer you can handle, pal?
Yeah. F*** you, Rob.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That took a turn.
Where did that come from?
That took a turn.
You know what would be great? Is maybe sometime down the road, since we have his number, let's wait till he dies, and I'll go and take a shit on his grave.
Oh, God, too. Editing is our business.
Sir, you're on the line. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Chucko the Clown in Bakersfield, California, and I've been drug-free since March. And, Rob, alcohol doesn't count.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
Alcohol's not a drug.
You know, Chucko, we're not going to do it here on Wide Open Wednesday, but I do have it down on my show prep that we are behind as far as our discussion of clowns. We have to have a formal discussion of clowns because I think I'm going to be on the side of the clowns in this discussion.
Big clown?
Big clown. You know, the whole thing about the fear in these neighborhoods, and I know
Ronald
people
McDonald's
are being terrorized.
Have been sign-lied.
We discussed it on a bonus show. But then it sort of took off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when we discussed it on the bonus show, it didn't have nearly the national attention it has now. Chucko, what can we do for you, though?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, Mike, I'm a happy clown. And everybody in the world, children, adults of all ages, love me, except for one ethnic minority, and that's cannibals. And do you know why cannibals don't like clowns?
Why is
all
that?
Right, I don't know, Chucko. I'll give you the straight line. Rob, do you have the punchline?
I do, but he should have it because he's a clown.
Okay, Chucko, why do cannibals, what is it, Rob?
Why don't cannibals like to eat clowns?
Because they taste funny.
Okay, hang up on him, Oscar. Go ahead. Oh, my God.
Are you sure he's drug-free?
What a hack.
Yeah. That was a hack.
Let's go to...
That was a hack?
TMOS, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Nothing. I'm out here delivering to my UPS truck, and I just wanted to say I just saw my first Trump That Bitch Trumper sticker.
Trumper sticker, Mike.
I wanted to give you guys a little insight into the person that would have that trash on their car.
Okay.
So they have a closed-in front porch, and on their front porch, they have a shrine set up, and they have framed pictures of Richard Nixon, both the Bushes, and Ronald Reagan on their front porch.
At least they're voting on party lines, sticking to their guns.
Yeah.
I guess so. And I was just listening to yesterday's episode, and I just have to say, Oscar, I almost crashed the truck when you started to sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider Went Up the Steak in Bed. That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
But be fair, sir, as a UPS driver, you almost crash the truck every day, don't you?
If I've been drinking, which most days.
Remember,
hey, guys, continue the conversation.
Drug.
I just have to speak to my wife for one moment.
You got it.
Love. All right, let's go to the next caller.
Sure.
You're on the air. TMOS.
Hello.
Hi, it's Eric in Boyce, Virginia.
Where in Virginia?
Boyce.
Is it spelled like Boise, like in Idaho?
Or voice, as in the voice?
Boyce. It's about 15 minutes east of Winchester.
Oh, okay.
Boyce.
What can we do for you,
God's
sir?
Country. Hello.
I was just curious. When you guys were old enough to vote, who was the first presidential candidate you voted for?
Oh, great question.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'll give you a hint. He was a black man.
Well, wait a minute. That's not when you were old enough. Is that the first presidential
election
you voted in?
That's the first time I got involved, Mike. I wanted to make history.
Is that the first time you voted?
Yes, because I couldn't vote until I was
Rob, you're the mathematician. Can we do Oscar? You're 38?
I had to be naturalized.
Are you 38 or 39?
I am 38.
So that you're 38. Do the math.
20 years ago, he could vote. He could have voted for Clinton.
Yeah.
You could have voted for Clinton.
Yeah, but I think I was at school. It was the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Well, you weren't into politics.
No. But I got naturalized when I was 18, so...
I would think, okay, so you got naturalized when you were 18.
Yes.
And then you could have voted for... You technically
I could have voted for Clinton.
Yeah.
Yes. Or Clinton's opposition.
Opponent, yeah.
It was H.W., right?
Yes. Exactly, yeah, 96 H.W. it was.
No, no.
Yeah, no, in 96 it was Gore.
In 96, I couldn't vote. I couldn't vote. I remember because I would have voted then, but because I was in high school and full of piss and vinegar.
Not Gore, Dole. It was Dole. Gore was his VP.
It was Dole?
Yeah, he could have voted
for Dole. And Rob, what about you? Who did you vote
I'm
for?
So embarrassed, but I was actually...
Ford?
No, I was doing my television journalism stuff.
Why does that
stuff.
Sound funny to me? Why is that a fun... He doesn't know anything about politics, but he throws Ford out there, and that just makes me
Ford
laugh.
Is a funny president. Make no mistake.
Ford is the way Oscar said it. It was just, you know, he pulled it out of thin air. Ford.
Ford. We were doing our television journalism stuff, and I covered a rally for this guy. I voted for Ross Perot in my first election.
Oh, the independent?
Yeah.
The third party.
I got sort of sucked up into the Perot mania, and, you know, that seemed sort of nutty and crazy then to do, to sort of shake things up, and now it seems like one of the sanest things you could ever do.
Yay! Yay!
But at the time, it was cool.
Jesus.
I covered his rally, yeah.
I have to go farther back than any of you. I think I'm going back to, I'm 57.
So, if you were born in 59.
Can you do the math for me? I think it was Carter.
69, no, you couldn't have voted for Carter. That was 76. You could have voted to reelect Carter in 80.
I think I voted to reelect Carter.
80 would be your first election that you voted.
So yeah. I voted against, like one of the most popular presidents in history with certain people. But anyway.
Although Carter, history has been kind to Carter.
Well, he's a good guy.
Well, he got a do-over with all that goodwill he's done.
You know what they used to say about Jimmy Carter, guys? They used to say Jimmy Carter smiled at the wrong time. They used to say that was one of the things.
What?
He smiled
really?
At the wrong time. Yeah, he smiled at the wrong time. He was always that, well, how are you? I'm from the Plains, Georgia.
Ah, got it.
Peanut farmer. Yeah.
But I remember Jimmy Carter and Billy Carter and Rosalind Carter.
Billy
and,
Beer.
One of the great, in my opinion, is one of the great presidential jokes of all time. But unfortunately, in this current climate, probably... I should save that for another day.
Yeah, maybe a bonus show.
Yeah, it has to do with one of our Virginia suburbs.
Yes.
But I'll let it. There are now, you know that there are certain people that are laughing right now.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's all they're going to get.
And don't forget, Mike, the thing about the Carter administration that was so great, he had a box daughter and a box mother.
That is so cruel. That is so horrible.
Oh,
that is so misogynistic.
Or are they pigs?
Stop. You don't need to punctuate it.
I don't know this. I'll have to look it up.
It was
well, I'm attracted to intelligence.
But thank you so much for that. That was a very good... These
great
calls
questions.
Are stellar.
I agree.
Very happy with the calls.
One
so
more
far
call, today. Mike, if you don't mind.
Very good. We have to break.
TMOS, you're on there.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh,
peachy.
A little pep in your step.
Sure.
Hi, this is Erin, and I'm calling from Delmarva, and I just wanted to...
Now, hold on a second. Wait, I mean, I understand that, you know, people don't want to be specific and give, like, their mailing address, but when you say you're calling from Delmarva, that's a hell of a lot of square miles that we got to... You want to pick a state?
Hi, Mike, it's Rob. I'm in Northern America.
Would you be down in... would this be an Ocean City caller, by any chance?
Close enough. I'm actually in Dover.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
Dover,
oh,
Delaware. Sure. Great casino down there, right?
Yes, indeed, the bad place. I live between two bad places.
Yeah, you do.
And for people that focus on things that are more important, of course, the airbase down there, Dover Air Base.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and a sad place for America, because that's where a lot of our guys that have fallen actually come back into Dover.
In between two bad places, though.
It's very, 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 very moving when I've seen that. But what can we do for you?
Well, I have a couple of things, and I apologize. Last week, I was sick as bad as Rob was, so I sounded like I had my DJ voice on, and I couldn't call in. So I just wanted to first apologize that I have not been part of the Proud 2% until this year. I have totally missed the boat on this, but I have loved the bonus shows. Everything you guys talk about.
That is a good call. That is a good, good call. We appreciate that. Well, you know, the bonus shows settled in about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to this freeform kind of thing. Rob kind of took over setting them up, and it lets Oscar and I just sort of freeform it and have a good time. And we never know, really, really, I mean, every show we never know what direction we're going to go.
True enough.
We never on the bonus shows.
You guys make me laugh out loud.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I used to work in radio in college, so when you guys were talking about the free remotes and stuff, I was like, oh my God, I could totally live this story.
Oh, I remember mine. No, they were terrible.
And I mean, I'll be a good listener. I got my Blue Apron coming on Friday. I've done the Harry's. I used the Amazon. But I really wanted to call you about the kids' books. And if you have not been able to pick up a copy of Al Yankovic's When I Grow Up, it was 6 weeks on the bestseller list. It's weird, Al Yankovic, but it's only listed as Al Yankovic because everybody writes a children's book, but it's very, very good.
You know, I'll be honest with you. You seem like a really nice lady, and I appreciate all the support, but you lost me with Al. I wish I could say I'm just not a Weird Al guy. I mean,
it's not a Weird Al thing. That's why it's not weird.
It's a comedy book? Is it a novel?
No,
what kind of book is it?
It's a children's book. It has the drawings, the artisans, the illustrator and all that. And
I'm all in. Okay. All right. I'm all in on that. Then I'll check that out.
See, I was afraid it was like a Dr. Seuss book where he just changed the words.
If it's a kid's book, I'd actually be interested. That's very sweet of you. And we appreciate all the support that you've given us. And keep calling, okay?
Okay. So you'll have a great day.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for the support, and we're glad you love the bonus shows. That's awesome. We have to break right now. Oscar, do you want to take one more?
I think we're good right now. I think we're good.
We're good right now. We will take a break, and we will continue, and things will stabilize here in South Florida Central.
I love that smile. Of all your smiles, that's my favorite.
Mike, has anybody said you smiled at the wrong times?
The facial expression I'm trying to convey right now, and I've mentioned this before on the show, is when Tom Hanks is in a little film called A League of Their Own.
Sure.
And he is trying to get one of his players to hit the cutoff person. Because the cutoff person allows you to get the ball back into the infield in short order, as opposed to overthrowing the cutoff person, which results in a ball landing somewhere in the diamond and causing other runs to score. So the look that he gives when he's trying to get this young lady to cut the, hit the cutoff person is this. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, and all is good. I believe everything's fine, including my reaction, which you may have heard. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. All is well.
Yeah, just a little power failure here this morning, but everything's going to be all right.
Shall we start the show?
I'd love to start the show. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Old woman.
Man.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society.
Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony. Be quiet!
I would just like to point out that this film is displaying a distinct tendency to become silly. Now, nobody likes a good laugh more than I do, except perhaps my wife and some of her friends. Oh, yes, and Captain Johnson. Come to think of it, most people like a good laugh more than I do, but that's beside the point. I'm warning this film not to get silly again. Right! Now, on the command, cut to the next scene. Director?
This
is a frightened city.
Wait for it! Director! Cut!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody, we are live from the Fight for Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Live, and we're on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet and in the universe and in the galaxy, far, far away, and everywhere else, because they get it. If you're here, you will too. It's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by Lyft. You want to get around town where you are? How about using Lyft? Have you heard about Lyft? If you haven't heard about Lyft, let me be the first one to tell you about Lyft. It's an app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab with the greatest drivers in the world, because they are super vetted. They get the best people to drive these Lyft vehicles. You can download the app, you can request a driver, and they show up on average. This is the national average. 3.5 minutes.
Wow.
Now, that is super fast. Every Lyft driver is fully vetted through a 10-point safety standard, which includes DMV and criminal background checks. Do you know? You know you're safe when they do it that way. Thanks to Lyft, you can avoid drunk driving. And you know what? In this day and age, with these wonderful services and everything that's available to us, there is no excuse anymore. And it's so easy. You just put it on your phone.
It's on demand, right there.
Yeah.
Bingo, bango. Lyft isn't the biggest ride-sharing app, but it is the highest rated and fastest growing one. You're going to hear a lot about Lyft in the coming months, because Lyft is growing super fast. It's quality over quantity. That's the way they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam, 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS, and Lyft is the way to go. You're going to hear a lot about Lyft in the coming months.
You know what? Going around the city, a lot of times a Lyft ride is cheaper than paying for parking.
Oh, my God.
It's easier just to do it that way.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are glad to have you with us. I hate to be sports-centric, but I told you yesterday that I'm kind of intrigued by the Chicago Cubs, and I will tell you a game of games in game 4.
The Cubbies.
Of the NLDS last night against the San Francisco Giants. Congratulations to the Giants out there in the in Sacramento land in San Francisco. We have a lot of listeners out there. I want to say it was a hell of a run. Look, San Francisco's had a lot of success, but there is something kind of magical about the way the Cubbies are doing it in our own backyard. Now it's coming down to Washington to see if the Nationals are going to be playing the Cubs for the NLCS. So things are interesting in baseball. It's a fun time to be a sports
fan. Will you come up for a playoff game?
For a Nats playoff game?
Yes, for Nats Cubs.
You know, I don't think I
would. That would be pretty cool.
It would be very cool. It's just the whole thing I said yesterday is just long suffering, and really for Nats fans, they've made it to the playoffs, but they still, you know, they're waiting for their big win.
And
DC,
also, it's a
my
young
God,
franchise
waiting for a national champion. What's that, Rob?
It's a young franchise against a classic franchise. I mean, there's a lot of great storylines here, and I got to ask you, because you're the biggest baseball fan among us.
I am.
I know that
don't pay attention to the National League at all normally, though.
I know that the Red Sox are out of it, but when the postseason shapes up like this, this is a cool storyline for you. You got to get into this, right?
This is something where I love, next to having the teams that I love, you know, I love a great storyline in sports, because then everybody, then the whole nation gets into it. And I'd love to see that happen. I'm not sure. Look, I know we've got lots of Nats fans that listen to us, Nationals fans, but the Cubbies story is the Cinderella story. It's
sure.
the wonderful story about heartache and agony and pain. Mm. And now, they're just waiting for tragedy like we did as Red Sox fans. Oscar, you were going to ask me something.
I was curious, as far as dollars go for a playoff game, Chad Dukes from, Chad Dukes versus the World and Big Owen Dukes, Mike.
Yes.
He said that to get in the stadium for Dodgers Nationals in Los Angeles was $6. Like, people are selling their tickets for $6 to get in the stadium. That's that a day game in Los Angeles for some reason wasn't appealing to anyone.
Day baseball.
Really?
Isn't that nuts?
That has to be like people on the street outside the stadium.
It doesn't matter. The fact that you can get in for those dollars.
The only thing I can tell you is this. Being in, living now in a warm weather climate like Los Angeles down here in South Florida, I will tell you that certain activities do not pull the same draw, and the simple reason is other stuff to do. I think that you get a tremendous sports town when you're in a climate. Cold climate. I think they do better. I've never seen statistical surveys on it, but I think overall it's probably has something to do with the cold
and
climate.
And also, I get the impression from what I'm reading online and stuff, Dodgers fans don't have the best reputation of being the best fans. And I don't
as
mean
far
that
as
in
what?
A bad
as far as like
enthusiasm,
or
participation, and
well,
I mean, I think you know
I don't
what?
Know enough about the Dodgers to say
I know the history of the Dodgers. The fact is, the Dodgers, along with the San Francisco Giants, were both New York teams.
Yep,
you had the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants that they moved out to the West Coast. And I know that the Brooklyn, my old man, going way back in the day, was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan and gave it all up when they became the L.A. Dodgers. You don't have a lot of East Coasters that maintain their loyalty to the Brooklyn Dodgers when they went out to Los Angeles. So it wasn't passed down through generations.
There's some history with the Dodgers. I remember
there's a lot of history. Dodgers are a storied friend.
Kirk Gibson hit that grand slam, and I remember sitting there and being like, man, this is wild. This is the best team in baseball.
I am truly stunned that, book your radio partner, and I'd like to talk baseball with him a little bit or find out about what's going on, because that's stunning to me that in the playoffs we'll talk about sports and we'll talk about Make America Great Again. We will and tell him it will not be a debate. It will not be a debate.
A discussion.
I don't want to have a debate. We're past that. I think most of
you've
America
already won
right now. No. no. Yes.
Mike, it just takes one email to ruin a person's life.
There's still hope, Oscar. There's still hope for you and your minions. But no, right now, I feel like the rest of America. I feel like I want it all to be over.
I just want
it to be over.
I think everybody wants it to be over.
And maybe we can ask Chad about the fact that the Donald might be at this. Have you heard the latest rumors about the Donald?
What's that?
He may be now fighting to start his own television network when this is all over.
Oh, wow.
It's true. It's what I heard today on my
show. An interesting pivot.
Morning Joe. Wow. Any response from that show yet?
Not yet.
No. Okay. We'll take a break.
You know what?
Ever change?
You should go down to the set. It's right downtown.
Just say, hey, what up?
No, just say, hey,
where's Joe? They're Manhattan-based, but when they're in D.C.
Oh, I thought Morning Joe was in D.C.
No, Morning Joe's in Manhattan.
Oh.
Most of the time it's in New York.
Rob, you should go to Manhattan.
I know there's a guy out in front of the studio with tickets. $6 to get in.
We will take a break. We will come back and talk about the Speedwax 20th anniversary.
Thank you.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We need to build a firewall. A huge firewall. Listen, I know data. I love data. Data is good. I made a fortune on data. But data is coming in. Data is getting in. It's not the good data either. It's malware. Muy malware. Nobody knows what's going on. It's a serious problem. A very serious problem. Trust me, I know. We need a plan, and we need one now. I have many engineers. I have the best engineers, and we love our engineers, right? We love them. They're the best. We will make Tech 411 great again.
Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and at tech411show.com. Paid for and approved by Moore Santana 2016.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Love it.
It's my favorite trumpet. I gave it to Tech 411.
Hey, they deserve it. It's a great program.
I gave my body and soul to that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to tell you about our improv t-shirts, okay?
Oh, yeah.
These are totally unique and totally TMOS. These are great t-shirts. We make the best t-shirts. These t-shirts are big. They're huge. Well, they also come in smaller sizes.
All sizes.
Listen, our t-shirts are on sale now for a limited time. For only 2 weeks, you can pre-order your t-shirt, 3 to choose from, at MikeOmeraShow.com. All you have to do is click on the banner. Now, these three awesome designs are as follows. You can declare your love for TMOS. You can tell the world that you're an American, which may be Oscar, I haven't seen any of the results yet, but I'm kind of guessing that one might be the most popular.
I talked to our guy briefly. He said that was certainly flying off the shelf.
That's the one that
Julia wants
to
with the chihuahua on it.
Now, my ego would say I'd love you to proclaim your support for Mike O'Mara for president. But
it's not the bestseller right now.
Proclaim it.
Not the bestseller,
when we get closer to the election day.
So disappointed. It's a bestseller in my
family.
It's
been one day, Mike. One day.
I know. I'm already. Hey, that's technically me being. I am so hyper-competitive. That I'm competing with myself.
You're competing against yourself.
If you can't decide, get one of each.
That's
can eat.
The best way. Yes.
Beautiful election-themed T-shirts in every size. And here's the coolest part. If you choose pickup when you order, your shirt or shirts will be waiting for you at the DC Improv on November 5th when you come up for the show. This is a very small group that we're appealing to with this. But if you're coming to the show or you're coming to the meet and greet, we will have... Hey, by the way. I have a question for you, Oscar Santana.
Yes.
This is kind of throwing a wrench into it. I hate to do it on the fly when we're in the middle. If somebody's not coming to the show, but they're coming to see us at the Mad Hatter, will we be able to do the same
thing? We'll have two shirt stands, but don't dilly-dally. People have to drink.
Okay, so we can. If somebody wants the pickup, they can pick them up at the Mad Hatter,
yes,
too?
Yes.
Okay. All right, very good. So order in advance, and you can pick them up the day we're having the big day in D.C. on November 5th. Or you can get delivery to your home, and they'll be waiting for you after the election. Your shirts will be waiting for you, and you'll love that. If you choose delivery, we'll send it right to your door. Pre-order yours right now. Don't miss out. You can go to MikeOMaraShow.com and see these lovely, lovely T-shirts. And my daughter wants all three. And I am going to buy them for her.
Well, we'll cut you a deal.
I'm that. Thank you. I truly appreciate that. And welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Because I busted his balls about it this morning because I know Rob was promoting the Wide Open Wednesday. Any calls standing by or do they?
Yeah, they're call standing by.
Let's take a couple of calls. Then we'll talk.
I'm just
about,
booking guests
Rob.
While we talk as well, Mike.
Let's talk about Wide Open Wednesday, and let's take some calls, and then we'll talk about Rob's anniversary. Hello, you're on the show. Hello, hello.
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 Hi.
Ken Bone.
Yeah, Ken Bone.
It's you. 5 seconds, and we hang up.
Oh, it's my name's Joel. I'm calling from Maine.
Whereabouts in Maine, Joel?
I'm in Kennebunk.
Kennebunk down the southern part of the state, near where the president,
the bushes.
Let
right?
me ask you a question, Mike. Is that sort of a familiarity when you just call it Kennebunk? Because isn't it actually Kennebunkport?
No, there are two towns.
Oh, okay.
As this gentleman would tell you, there is Kennebunk and Kennebunkport, where the former president lives.
Understood.
So, Kennebunk is further inland. Would that be accurate, sir?
Some of it's coastal too. Kennebunkport.
So it's
peninsula.
Is it north or south of Kennebunkport?
South.
Okay.
Yeah,
south. Would it be prudent to ask you which is the wealthier area?
Wouldn't be prudent.
Oh, Kennebunkport.
Kennebunkport. That's kind of, and that's a very good delineation right there. That's right. What can we do for you, my Mainite friend?
Well, I wanted to talk about salad fingers real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Go ahead. I'll answer any questions you have about one of my favorite internet characters. Go ahead.
I was grocery shopping the other day, and I was listening to you do it, and it reminded me of something I heard on a different podcast, and this is in, I guess, Rob's wheelhouse. Rob, have you ever heard of Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or ASMR?
Nope.
I've heard of ATM.
I've heard of that in several different ways.
All right, let's get this moving, because right now it's in danger of literally coming to a complete halt.
Back to
what
Mike,
are you talking?
Sir.
Please explain in layman's terms, what are you talking about, sir?
It's this phenomenon where people have either a subconscious feeling of ease when they hear certain sounds, or...
A subconscious feeling of what?
Ease.
Every
ease,
time you get...
Ease.
Okay. Ease. Like
ease.
Like they're made to feel comfortable, or
calm.
They're made to feel dread. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, pleasant. It's like a pleasant feeling all the way up to like a euphoric feeling, and it's
okay.
A lot of human sounds, like a moist mouth opening and closing, or fingers on a keyboard, or crackling paper.
All right.
In some
okay,
cases.
Hold on now.
Hey.
This is we're taking a little right turn into the weird, which is fine for me. Let me ask you, my main friend, do you, when you hear the salad fingers impression, is that how, do you get a feeling of?
Euphoria.
Euphoria?
No, but that's what those sounds are. Those sounds are just like the ASMR sound.
Okay, let me ask a question. A lot of times, and I believe the Asian cultures have perfected this.
Asian.
Is that the sounds of in a casino.
Oh,
are,
wait, we have got a guest.
Hey, Sal.
How did you know it was me?
Saw you in the corner.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
These sounds
your
the
point.
The chords that the sounds of slot machines make in a casino are triggered to release endorphins in your head because
yes.
they are keyed to happy nodes. Is this similar? Like, are these sounds yeah. that are going to make you feel comfortable, but not necessarily casino sounds, but more salad fingers sounds?
Exactly.
All right.
Either one of you be comfortable rubbing your fingers along a rusty kettle.
I'm crept out.
Hey, Salad.
Yes, Rob.
Do you ever spend any time in the casinos?
I do.
What's your game?
I don't go to the floor of the casino. I spend my days in the basement.
Ooh.
Isn't that right, Mr. Cumberdale?
Oh, no.
He tastes like soot and poo. Peas porridge hot.
Stop.
Peas pudding cold.
Stop.
Salad.
Yes, yes, Oscar.
What's your favorite node?
I like the node right behind my How are you, my friend from Maine?
Feeling very calm and happy right now.
Oh, gross!
So long.
Goodbye.
Sorry, I had to pull off of that one.
Yeah, I hung up on the guy.
I was going to ask, what's really weirder, Kenny Bunk or Kenny Bunkport?
My God, we got to take a break. We got to break. When we come back, we will talk about Rob's anniversary and more of your phone calls if they're popping in. And thank you today. Pretty good little track record with phone calls.
Good job,
promoted
people.
It.
Yes.
So you thought Rob was overdoing it a little bit, Oscar?
No, I feel like
we had a terse exchange.
When you have to. You have to threaten to block a friend.
You'll take a break. Yeah. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out the Mike O'Mara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint is all about supporting small business owners. No matter what you need, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none. Vistaprint makes it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. It's never been so easy to look so professional. Totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card. That's the card stock, I should say. You can add a fancy finish or even raise print. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? They're easy, 100% user-friendly, and always look sensational. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the promo code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's TMOS at Vistaprint.com. And if you get a card made and you want to send it along, you might get an extra ad right
Love
here
it.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. Send along your business card to Rob Spiewak, 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007, and you might hear your card read on the air. Welcome back. So it's a happy, happy, happy anniversary to the Spiewaks. 20 years today.
You were there. It was a great wedding.
It was a great wedding. It was a lot of fun. And
Eastern Shore, where'd you have it?
In a barn.
His friend Brad gave the great toast that I will always remember, that Rob is the only man that thinks of gravy as a beverage, which
Brad
I thought
was my best man. Yeah,
wonderful. Good toast. And then Brad went on to get married himself and
yes.
have a little boy himself
yes.
and turn into just a mean spirited, bitter person that has more love for an automobile than his fellow man. It's not, you know, it's just very strange.
Sold all, and rebought that car twice, right?
He did. He had to find his car. We all travel down our own roads.
Yes.
Who's happier, you or him?
Oh, I am.
Really?
Sure.
Why?
Let's talk about your friend, Brad. Yeah. He's your best pal.
He is my best friend.
He's your best friend. He's a... I only... he's
twice
very
divorced?
Active.
No, he's once separated is where he's at right now.
like now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All is well.
That's Oscar. That's not me. I don't want to do that.
No, it's fine. Oscar, having a good time?
Mike, you've been down this road. You know how it's
multiple times.
Yeah.
Sure. Share it, but never again, as Shepard Smith would say.
Never again. I'm Shep Smith. Mike O'Mara. Seems to be a problem with his marital bliss, but not now.
That seems to be the hardest I've ever seen intern Vince laugh.
This is my perspective, but I'm getting to a point in my life where friends of mine are now separating after they got married at a younger age.
Sure.
And
what would you say a young age is to be married?
Early 20s, 22, 23.
I got married at 25. I think that's probably on the tail end of being a young
age. Yes, yes. And my friends are either getting married or they're getting separated. And the ones that are getting separated come over.
Is that why you waited so long? Is that why you're playing it this way? You feel vindicated with these separations and divorces happening?
Oh, no. I only waited because...
He ain't married yet, by the way.
Yeah,
That's right. He's waiting.
Yeah,
I'm only waiting because... You know, when you hold all the cards, Mike, you can call the shots. So, this...
kind of your philosophy of this show, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
How'd that work with the wrestler?
So, that guy did me a favor. So, when I see my friends that are separating, they are the happiest I've seen them in the last 10 years. I see my friends that are getting married. They are as happy as they've been. Nothing has changed. The guy friends now.
Right.
Outside of like, it's time to get married, right?
So
I don't know if the euphoria from the separations is really just like, I've been trapped all these years.
I'd like to know your question. The separations of the people you say that are kind of euphoric, bouncing off the walls, do they have kids?
No kids.
That's the big deal.
Okay, that's it.
When I separated the first time,
because
I've been married three times. Carla's my third wife. When I separated the first time with final wife, thank you. When I separated the first time with no children, it was ya da da ya da 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 da.
You had a top hat on and a cane.
It's like, hey everybody, I'm going out now. Hello, freedom, freedom.
Yes, yes, yes.
When you enter children into the equation, and I've said this to people, and I'm not speaking unkindly about anyone, but I will say the greatest sadness and tragedy in my life when I went through that experience was the fact that my kids, that I wasn't going to be around every day, because that's the hardest thing at all. So when you put kids in, and the whole thing about, and I've said this about divorce, the greatest thing about divorce and the worst thing about divorce are children, because you are torn from what you want. You know, usually people that are in that situation, in many cases, want that to be their life. They want to be parents. They want to do, and so when that's removed, it's terrible. But at the same time, you still, you know, once you get married and have kids, those kids are in your life, hopefully, for the rest of your life. And that's the way that rolls. But, yeah, I can understand how the younger people you're seeing now that are breaking loose are kind of... But everybody's different, and
every circumstance
is different.
And there is a euphoria leading up to the wedding.
Right.
Like when, Oscar aside, that most people are preparing to get wedded, or married, I should say. They're excited because they don't know what awaits them. And there is sort of the great unknown ahead. I know you know. That's right.
Right.
It's just the same of this. A little bit more of this.
But 20 years.
It's a long time.
Thick and thin in a very difficult business.
You guys went through a... cancer scare with your son.
Long time
they
of
did.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
You went through a difficult business, as Mike said.
Mm-hmm.
You went through a recession / career change.
Yeah. Right. And Carrie also.
Two of them, really, when you count Carrie and Rob.
And she nursed Big Daddy till the very end. I mean, that was a tough family situation
Rob's had a lot of heartache in his life, and you don't hear it because he doesn't talk about it. But I will tell you that You know, through it all, you guys have been there. And I think what binds you two, this is just the casual observer from the outside looking in, I think what binds you two together is your sense of humor. I think
100%.
The hand that rocks the cradle.
And it's not necessarily a lighthearted sense of humor.
What did he mean by that? What did he mean?
Don't you know to tune him out?
He's been doing that lately, and I don't get it. Yeah. It makes me laugh.
He's like Ken Akuta.
He didn't know what he was talking about there. He threw Ford in there. And
he's throwing things against the wall. He's throwing wacky wall walkers against the wall to see if they stick. Sometimes they do. That time, he sort of sounded like he's on meth. So, I don't know. But it's sometimes a pretty dark sense of humor. Saturday night, Carrie and I were seated.
She's got the darkest sense of humor than anybody in this room. Her maiden name ought to be Schadenfreude.
She said, you know, I was looking at some of our wedding pictures. You know what? A lot of people are dead now. And we went through and mentally made a list of all the people that were at our wedding that had passed away.
Oh.
And that's dark. But in a way, it celebrates the passage of time. She was the one who brought up Mike's marriage.
Oh, she was. Oh, no.
She said, Mike's marriage is dead.
She really hates us, doesn't she?
No, she
hates me.
Yeah, she hates me.
Do you think she hates you?
She hates me.
Yeah. I know she hates me.
She won't add you as a friend on Facebook.
You. She doesn't hate.
She
no,
you actually.
No, you don't add her because you won't add chicks, is what you said.
No, there's a lot of women on my wall.
You said you
wouldn't
add her.
I've never said I add women all the time.
Guarantee it. Guarantee
Carrie
it.
And I have, whenever we've spoken, so we've always
I have
had
a friend request into your wife.
You know what? For my anniversary, I will say.
No.
Friend Oscar.
I see pending. And I'll go in sometime.
She's very good at pending money.
Where are my friend requests? And I see
Carrie Spiewak. That's very funny. See, and Carrie has made me over the years, not like regularly, but sporadically. She's made me laugh.
Well, it's not her business. It's just, you know, it's lucky when she can pull it off.
I go back to a you were DJing the Jimmy Cerrito restaurant party.
Yes.
And Carrie, did I get on the phone with her?
Probably.
She called me from the party, and Carrie had a few drinks, right? Didn't that happen?
This was at the Christmas party.
Jimmy's Christmas party
that I spent every year.
And Carrie starts describing Jimmy and what was going on. And the thing about Carrie, and you know, Carla's been on the show, Carrie not so much. The fact is, Carrie is hysterically funny.
She is.
When you get her on the right riff, she's very, very funny. So that's why I asked from the outside. I get the impression that the cement between you two is that sense of humor.
It always has been. Early on dates, the thing that we really loved doing was going and watching people and making fun of people.
Yeah.
That's what brought us together.
Right.
And she is undeniably a riot and wonderful. And she stopped laughing at me few years into the marriage. She knows all my shtick. She knows I can't make her laugh anymore.
That makes two of us.
That's right.
No, I laugh my ass off every day I get in there. Let me ask all of this. This is a round table
right now,
and I'll save myself for last because I probably don't even have the answer myself right
now.
The thing you love the most about your good lady?
It would be easy to say her sense of humor, and that is what probably draws us and keeps us together, but I would say she is, of anybody I've ever met, the most selfless when dealing with our kids. She puts herself at the back of the line and does everything she can to make sure our kids get what they need and oftentimes what they want at the expense of her own benefit. And it's an amazing thing to see.
What is the thing you like the least?
She never finishes a single project, ever.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Bless her heart. There's laundry in baskets right
bless
now.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Oscar, the thing you like the most about
your
fiance.
And I'll give me this. Hold on. That was for me.
Shannon is a great listener. That she will sit there and she'll take direction very well. And when we have issues at home and I explain to her what she's done wrong, she listens. She doesn't walk away. She doesn't fight. She actually sees.
Are you describing your fiance or your intern?
No, I'm talking about the love of my life.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm. And so I love that she listens to me. And then two, as far as what I don't like is her follow through. So after we have this big pep talk, I constantly have to remind her, hey, You know, dinner should be ready when I walk in the door.
God.
Hey,
God.
When I open the closet, okay, I don't want to look where. Okay, right. I don't want to have to look for my jacket.
Let's not take too much time on the negative, okay?
Did you notice the actual change in tone when he got to the second part of the question?
Right.
It was like feeding a kid liver and then feeding him dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited.
All right, it's my turn, isn't it?
It is. Unless you want to go with Pony, he could talk about his sugar glider.
That'll be great. No.
What do you love about your mom?
You've been with her a long time.
Yeah, 33 years.
That's right. Tell us about Glenda.
Yeah, what's the best thing about Glenda?
Go f*** yourself.
That's right.
No more bagging mom jokes.
Best anniversary ever. I got what I wanted.
You know, I started this and I got to finish it. I don't know how to do it.
Well, how about this? She sure is pretty.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thanks.
Gorgeous.
Thanks, Rob.
She's gorgeous.
No, she's lovely. I think
she's a fighter.
Caring. I think the thing I love the most about Carla is her. This is going to sound, this is probably not going to sound all that good.
Oh, I'm sure if it sounds bad in your head, it's going to sound fine when you say it.
But no, it's going to sound like I'm talking about a football player. The thing I love most about her is her mental toughness.
Oh, her grit.
Ah.
Yeah.
I really do. I love the fact she's somebody who's tough. She's somebody who's
when there's and 2 minutes on the clock, you don't want anyone else on the field.
Because when you're, I have been around long enough and I am introspective enough, believe it or not, unlike many people in America, including people that are running for president, I am introspective enough where I know my faults and I know I am not easy to A, work with, or live with. I know that. And I think I found the person that is tough enough to handle me because sometimes it's not easy. And then when I went through the summer I went through, I wasn't doing really well. I was, I'd come in here, limp in here and do the show, but it was tough. And sure, she had to take on a lot of duties and she did that. And it was really tough
and
for her
to do. She
didn't
leave.
She stayed.
No, and you know what? Can I add to that something? Because I like going through the On This Day feature on Facebook. It shows you what happened on this day in years past. And one thing, there was a post you did when you announced that you two got married. She married you after you got fired.
Absolutely.
And that shows
and, oh, by the way, and
an amazing amount of faith.
She knew I was getting fired for, like we all did.
Well, sure.
So she knew the drill for a long, long time. She knew that
but
was
she
coming.
Waited till the papers were signed.
She waited until that happened. And the thing that I don't like about
you buy low,
Carla,
sell high, Mike.
With the
like a stock.
That's right. Gerald Ford, like hand that rocks the cradle.
I don't like. I think she gets too emotional about things. I think she gets too emotional.
I'll give us an example.
Yeah.
She will react. If something, if I do something, like we're doing a project together,
right.
Okay, and I will say we're putting up a floating shelf in the in
oh,
the living
that
room.
Is not easy,
and I will and I will not be holding up my end, and she will react in such a way that it's too
does
violent.
She, does she snap at snap at you?
No, she just goes over. She when things. She will have bursts of emotion, and I have those
rage.
Bursts of emotion. So that, and we're similar that way, and it's not cool. And I don't like it in myself, and I don't like it in
Carla,
her.
Carla, please stop yelling at Mike.
That's right. And it hurts. Words hurt.
And she's got a great ass.
That's true. But Mike,
I throw that one in there.
It's
too
funny. I was speaking to her on the phone the other day. She said the same thing about you.
No, absolutely.
Emotional, but a great ass.
I got a great ass. I don't have anything else, but I got a great ass.
It serves you well.
Yeah, very good. It's she's lovely.
And you're coming up on 10 years? Wedding anniversary?
No, wedding anniversary. We've been together 7 years, so we'll have 8 years next year, and it'll be our 14th year together.
Wow.
So we've been together a very, very long time. I'm happy to report, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
She is the current record holder. Thank you very much. Yes. Couldn't be more proud.
To salute my own wife. Even if you add up all of Mike's marriages.
Yes.
Still doesn't equal 20.
It doesn't. Rob is the clear winner. Who's the big winner on their,
Robbie
on
wins.
Their wedding day?
Robbie
wins. Congratulations, man.
I love you,
Carrie. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need. And if we have any phone calls, we'll take those too. Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This is Alex Jones. My fellow Americans, we are under assault. The globalists of the New World Order are using weaponized television to ruin our minds and fluoridated water to destroy our digestive health. This is the work of satanic aliens, not of this Earth. They want us dumbed down, drugged up, confused, and flatulent. The most important thing you can do to defend America is subscribe to the Michael Mara Bonus Show.
There we go.
Michael Mara and Rob Spiegelhack are true Americans. As for Oscar, well, we're checking his papers, but Mike and Rob are overweight, white male, heterosexual patriots, just like you and me and my father, the Texas dentist. We, along with Ponyboy, are brothers in arms against the godless, limp-wristed pantywastes who want to turn this country into a fetish swamp of atheism and constipation. The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe at michaelmaraShow.com. It's so funny, I get chills just thinking about it.
I don't even listen to that dude, but I've heard just a little like tiny bit of him, and that just makes me, I bet that's
Thank
spot
you again,
on.
Brad Lemley, who made that promo.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I always talk about this. Last night, those little CPAP masks that I wear, I was wrestling with it all night long. I did a full like maintenance on it, and then you have to put like the strap back together, and you got to kind of get all the bells and whistles aligned. I was just wrestling with this thing all night long, and I thought about the fact that, you know, if I didn't have a Sleep Number bed to sleep on, I would be so screwed. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love my Sleep Number bed, and there's not a night that goes by where I don't appreciate the fact that I was smart enough to get one. Before you do anything, go to a Sleep Number store. Experience the adjustable comfort of a Sleep Number bed. It's available right now for a price that you can't afford to miss. And I will tell you, I guarantee if you get this product, you're going to love it. I adore my Sleep Number bed. It lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want, but I found the right one. And the thing is, the bed is so darn durable that once you get one you like, you can hold on to it. It
sure
doesn't change. It doesn't wear out. It's fantastically durable. Sleep Number beds available with optional Sleep IQ technology, so I know how to adjust my sleep. I love it. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep Number score was an 85 because of that mask of mine. Sorry.
Stupid mask.
Gotta be honest. I feel great. Come in now during the Columbus Day sale and save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price ever. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to laugh like a pirate. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
News.
When it comes to matters of sexuality, Miley Cyrus is basically an anything goes girl.
She's classy.
In a new interview with Variety, she talked about her, quote, pansexuality. She said, quote, my whole life. Well, you want me to do Miley?
Yeah, please.
She said, quote, my whole life I didn't understand my own gender and my own sexuality. I always hated the word bisexual because that's even putting me in a box. I don't ever think about someone being a boy or someone being a girl. My first relationship in my life was with a chick. I grew up in a very religious Southern family, even at that time when my parents didn't understand. I just felt that one day they're going to understand. She also said, quote, I know some girls that love getting their nails done. I effing hate it. My nails look like crap. I don't wax my eyebrows. I never related to loving being a girl, and then being a boy didn't sound fun to me either. Miley finally figured out that she was or wasn't what she was or wasn't when she went to the LGBTQ Center in L.A. and met her first gender-neutral person. She said, quote,
I related to that person more than I related to anyone in my life. Once I understood my gender more, which is unassigned, then I understood my sexuality more. I was like, oh, that's why I don't feel straight and I don't feel gay. It's because I'm not.
Miley also claimed she was, quote,
the only effing Disney star who would say I'm pro-lesbian and gay before it was okay to say that.
And she actually got a lot of support because, quote,
a lot of the dudes that work for Disney are gay.
Thank you, Miley. Thank you very much.
How'd you like to get a look at those fingernails?
Thank you for clarifying.
Those fingernails probably are something to see.
Don't like the nails thing. Don't like that. But then again, that we should hit the massage nail arm for that.
Sensitive. Except for that coke nail, allegedly.
That's right. We're just having a good time, folks.
How you doing, Miley? Harper's Bazaar.
Harper!
Recently asked Gwyneth Paltrow if anyone had ever said anything to her that was a complete game changer. And she actually had a pretty honest response, and I thought it merited inclusion in this newscast. It was when her dad told her she was sort of becoming an a-hole.
Huh.
She said, quote, I remember when I was maybe 27 years old and at the height of movie stardom, it was around the time of the Oscar and this and that, and I was very much believing in my own hype, which, how could you not?
Of course.
right there when she says that, we'll get back to that because listen to the way she answered that. I was sitting with my dad feeling great about my life and everything that was happening, and he was like, you know, you're getting a little weird. You're kind of an a-hole. And I was like, what the hell? I was totally devastated. But it turned out to be basically the best thing that ever happened to me. I was like, oh my God, I'm on the wrong track. I'm so grateful to him for doing that. He was such a no-nonsense guy in that sense. Her dad's name was Bruce Paltrow.
Actor, right?
Actor. Unfortunately, he died in 2002, so he hasn't been around to remind her that she's veering back towards being an a-hole again. No, I'm sorry. But I mean, Gwyneth kind of goes in and out of that weird
dilemma. She is, she loves, I think she loves herself. And it's hard not to when you're in that situation.
I look back on people that have influenced me in my life and my family members, and I think sometimes we can all look back in the business of show and thank the people that were there occasionally to knock us down a peg.
Also,
I really think that's helpful.
As far as stardom goes, I think that she's handled herself with class and dignity.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, compared with a lot of celebrities out there.
Well, she stays out of the immediate media, and that helps. I think she likes herself a lot, though.
I think we acknowledge with our love of celebrity in America, I think you can put in a very small crowd the number of people that you could look at, and we could all probably name a few of them, that have handled their megastardom. And you can certainly see the people that haven't.
Sure.
So, you know, it's interesting. And, you know, I think of a guy like Clooney. I mean, he has been under the microscope for how long?
Forever.
And he does his public. Look at his wedding. His wedding was a paparazzi show, but he handles it. You don't hear him really doing bad stuff, and he married a seemingly nice lady. You know, who knows in Hollywood whether that'll last, but the fact is he keeps his nose clean, and there are other people like that.
Yeah, Louis Anderson.
Oh, I want to see that show that he got the Emmy for. The show with Zach Galifianakis. I've never even heard of that show. That Louis plays Zach's mother.
What?
Oh, wow.
And it was written by Louis C.K. It was look up Louis Anderson Emmy, and you'll see that Louis Anderson was cast by Louis C.K. as someone's mother.
Wow.
And I said, I have to see this show because Louis Anderson got the Emmy. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know it was for playing a woman as a mother.
Yeah, playing a mother, playing somebody's mother.
I thought he got the Emmy for the swimming show. Diving show, sorry.
The second presidential debate attracted 16.4 million viewers for CBS, 11.5 million for ABC, and 5.6 million for Fox. NBC stuck with Sunday Night Football, which was the number one show of the week. Over on cable, Sunday's debate had 11.4 million viewers on CNN and 9.9 million on Fox. Meanwhile, the vice presidential debate pulled in 6.1 million for Fox News, and CBS raked in 10.9 million viewers with their VP debate analysis. Do we have the name of the TV show?
Yes, the TV show is called Baskets, and it's on FX.
Okay, we'll check it out.
I would love.
I bet it's available on demand.
And he plays Christine Baskets.
What a great name!
Like the mother, right?
Yes.
I've got to watch. I have to see this just to see that. And he got an Emmy for it.
Mike, I want your opinion. What do you feel like when I know it's all money and it's football and it's what runs our country, but when one of the big three just chooses not to run a presidential debate, does that chafe you a little bit? That bothers me.
No, you really got to have an option.
Yeah.
I think in this day and age, I'm surprised that more people spin off from it. It's not the world it used to be, Rob. It's not three networks anymore.
I guess.
So you know, when one of them does their Sunday Night Football, there's a football contractual obligation, and they're doing that. And you know, obviously, when you've got that many million people watching the debate, people are watching it. Surprised at the numbers for the Veep debate, but I'm a political junkie, so who knows? A writer for the website Thrillist.com just spent a month eating all 47 items on Taco Bell's menu so he could rank them from best to worst. I am not a Taco Bell guy.
I am
here to tell you.
You get it. If you're in a pinch, Mike, and you want to get, say you can find $3 in change in your car,
right?
You could eat like a king.
Did you know, Mike,
Taco Bell?
There's an app. It is physically impossible to spend more than $11 at Taco Bell. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Well, apparently, this guy survived to write the list. He says the five best items at Taco Bell, and I welcome your thoughts. The soft taco.
Oh, that's a staple.
These are the best.
Go-to.
The Mexican pizza. That's another one.
Yeah, but that's when you really are committing.
What is he, Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
It's like $4.
The nacho cheese Doritos Locos Taco Supreme.
Yes.
Never had it.
But not enough powder on the actual shells. They should put more Dorito powder.
Hey, that's my nickname, Mike. Powder.
Powder. Dorito powder.
Dorito powder. That's my Mexican name.
Maybe that would be our... No.
No?
See, you know, sometimes I just transport myself back to 1985.
Can't do it, man.
And I'm suddenly just like, hold on. No, don't come through that door. Don't come through that door. You get out. You take it out. Okay. All right, sorry.
Back to your Adobe.
Thank you very much. The cheesy gordita crunch.
Yes.
Yes.
Go to.
And the cinnamon twists.
I've never gotten a dessert at Taco
dessert,
Bell.
Dessert
when you both do that, you get one of those.
Cinnamon twists.
He probably felt pressure to add something from the dessert menu.
Probably.
Here are the five worst. The hash browns.
Boo.
Oh, I would never touch anything breakfast related there.
The caramel apple empanada.
Yeah, too much sugar.
The sausage flatbread. Are these all breakfast items?
Sounds yes. like it so far.
The cheesy roll-up.
I haven't had that.
I haven't either. Oh, God. Oh, no.
This is it.
There he goes.
The death rattle. 20 years.
Actually, that is, Mike, that is what I did on my first date with Carrie. Hey, it's time for my cheesy roll-up.
The cheesy roll-up. Hey, baby. And the power menu burrito.
Now that's
a,
menu
that sounds
burrito.
Like a like a an impulse buy, like a temporary thing.
Yeah.
So I can't comment to that.
All right.
But the top five rule, he was right. The solid
good
staple.
Stuff.
Wow. Pregnant woman shopping at Walmart in Payson, Utah, Sunday morning. She goes into labor, and she's in line to check out when it happens. You know, the lady is actually delivering the baby there in line. They call 911. The baby's coming. Staff run to grab towels and blankets to help deliver the baby right there in the checkout line. Meanwhile, the woman, as they're grabbing the towels, uses the opportunity to pay for her stuff.
Well, you can't beat a bargain, Mike.
The
can't
manager
beat a bargain.
Says... Here's what the manager says. She was down on her knees, and she insisted on paying for her merchandise. And we're like, you know, that's just not important. We're going to take care of her on that. But she paid anyway. Then she had her baby. And that's when the EMTs finally showed up and took them to the hospital. Mama and baby doing fine.
Is it easier to deliver a baby on the conveyor belt?
I would think so.
Right?
Hey, talk about self-checkout.
Okay, thank you. And now a little something, something. Police in Colfax, Louisiana, got a call earlier this week from some people who saw one of their neighbors wandering around his yard in a bath towel, carrying a knife, and talking to his trees.
Oh, the trees.
When they got there, 26-year-old David Maxwell was very happy to see them because the reason he was outside was because there was ghosts in his house.
Sure, they'd be ghosts.
So he asked the cops to go inside, search the house for ghosts, and arrest them. The cops went in, and in their search, they didn't turn up any ghosts, but they did turn up a lot of drugs.
Sure, yeah.
David was arrested for possession of crystal meth, possession of illegal prescription painkillers, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The only ghosts that were found in the house were the ghosts of David's teeth.
Oh,
thank you. a little methamphetamine humor there we go. Yeah,
wow, I don't want to tell meth.
We'll take a break, come back with the anniversary boy in the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen to O'Maracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeO'MaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We love Amazon, and if you want to support this show, it's very easy. We remind you periodically, you do a great, consistent job with it. But as we get into Halloween and then Thanksgiving and the holidays, Amazon is probably the most important thing we're going to tell you about when you want to support the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want to shop, please go through MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. When you do that, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't change your price, but it helps our show immeasurably. You can go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, or you can click the Amazon button on our website, or you can use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. It's right there. It's easy, and we get the credit. And it's stunning how I've always been fascinated by the way this works
yep.
and how it helps our show so much. We wouldn't be on the air without our relationship with Amazon. Shop like you normally would, and may God pray for you on these long autumn nights. The creatures of the night, what beautiful music they make. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. Rob Spiewak. Less than a month before the 5th of November,
That's
everybody.
Right, Mike. You have to remember.
Remember the yes. 5th of November.
And he's still on everybody's mind.
Ken Bone.
There is a YouTube song about Ken Bone.
Saw him interviewed today. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's making it happen, Mike.
Debate number two comes after one. Both candidates having tons of fun. Sharing laughs, having great time. Then he arrived like a lightning strike. I'm Kenneth Bone and I'm here to say, I've got a question for you today.
It's too good.
About energy sustainability, stopping the jobs from going overseas.
Bone.
Ken Bone, he's the man.
Ken Bone. Is that what the hook was?
Ken Bone.
Ken Bone. That's
it's a good song.
That's a 10.
Yeah, and the name of the song is the best. Yes. You can Google it. The Big Bone Slam.
Let me tell you this. Here's what's great. And how many of these do I blow up?
Oh, everyone.
99% of them. Let me tell you why I don't blow that up. Because it's this guy, because it's so obscure
yep.
that you can't hack it. You can't do it, hack. You had to do it like that. That, and that's a rapid turnaround.
It's excellent.
I think that's awesome.
I'll tell you what else is a rapid turnaround. Hi to former intern Josh Murphy. Who
really?
Sent us some tape per my request, per your request.
Oh, God bless him, Fitz.
So let's choose the one we like best. Here is okay. Ken Bone 1.
Ken Bone.
All right. For you keeping score, Ken Bone number 2. Okay,
I know I'm going to love them all.
Ken Bone?
Ken Bone 3.
Ken Bone.
I like number 1.
Ken Bone.
And then awesome. we have some outtakes that I thought you might like.
Kenneth Bone.
Kenneth Bone, yeah.
Kenneth Bone.
And then also some editorializing.
Hey, Ken Bone, nice sweater, dick.
Yes. And all of them can be made better by adding this.
Ken Bone.
Hi, Mike.
Oh my God! Awesome. I'm in pain. And that is awesome.
Because the people cry for them in a row.
Ken Bone. Ken Bone. Ken Bone. Hey, Ken Bone. Nice sweater, Dick. Kenneth Bone.
Hi, Mike.
So, shout out to good guy Josh Murphy, wow. former intern, and fast turnaround.
Oh my God! Good. Too cool.
All
I
right.
Love that.
I know that everyone's very excited about the election coming
yes.
up, and details are there's so many to handle.
You know who I heard is really excited about the election?
Mike, can I guess who it is?
I don't know.
Is it
Ken Bone?
Okay, that's it. I needed one more.
One more. Everyone's excited about the election. A lot of details to juggle, but you would think one of the leading candidates would know Election Day.
Make sure you get out and vote November 28th. If you've already registered, request an absentee ballot today.
Mike, it's not the 28th, it turns
What's
out.
What's he doing? I mean, come on, man. That's not at the level of Aleppo with the independent
no.
guy.
No, but
Gary
it's close.
Johnson. Get out and register.
Maybe it was wishful thinking.
Yeah. Hey, do you know who knows what Election Day
month.
Is, though? I know there's one guy who
Who's
knows
that?
When Election Day is.
Ken
sure.
Bone.
Hi, Mike.
Okay. Tom Brady says no more nude sunbathing.
No more.
Remember when he was on suspension? They got him with some sort of very long lens. He said, no more nude sunbathing.
I didn't know until I got home. So, and that must have been from 2 miles away. I mean, the closest thing was miles, miles away. So it's just feels a little invasive because you're just on a holiday with my wife, but until you have that experience you don't know, and then when you have that experience you go, okay, I'll probably never do that again.
That's right.
Hi Mike.
Hi Josh. This won't work because it won't rhyme, but I'm going to do it anyway.
All right.
Mama called the doctor and the doctor said no more Brady dangling on the beach.
Ken
Bone.
There we go. It's all related.
It is. It's all related
today.
Very now, good. You know what?
Don't die before the audio.
The Kardashians, they won't let it go. I still think something's at play. And yeah, what they did, they're not on social media. They're not doing the Twitter thing. But they sent Khloe on Ellen. And they said, how's Kim doing?
Oh, I mean, she's not doing that well. I mean, it's incredibly traumatic what happened to her. But our family is super close and
super
great. And we'll get through it together. And we do appreciate like all your guys' love and support. And it will take time. Geez. I think it's just a wake-up call to make a lot of life adjustments. But this is a really serious matter. And, you know, for Kim, it's... I think that's really personal as to when that emotional, like, terror
like,
could move on from that. Yeah. So I think for us, it's all a wake-up call for all of us, but definitely just to make sure our sister's okay.
Hi, Mike.
I hope all those guyses do okay. I hope that they're well.
Guyses.
I still super smell. Strong. I didn't like the answer.
I don't either.
I get suspicious when I hear that. That sounds written.
And I get suspicious. I get suspicious that she's all of a sudden on Ellen. You know, it's like they've placed it.
The first one to hit me about this was Oscar when he years ago when he was talking about the way these shows are produced. And then I'm reading the Carl Hiaasen book right now, Razor Girl, and you know that's a fictitious reality show. It's all scripted,
of course.
So that to me makes me suspicious about her coming out on a talk show when the whole family is going into this defensive.
They haven't solved the crime yet,
right?
Yeah, just one more thing I had to ask
Just one more thing.
And we do have one more tape. Mike, this shocked me, considering the way it disappears in my house. Do you know that cereal sales are down?
Oh.
Box cereal sales. They're just not selling.
According to a new study, Americans are not eating anywhere near as much cereal as we used to. Everything else we're eating a lot more of, but just not cereal. Since 2009, sales of breakfast cereals are down 17%. In the breakfast world, times are tough. The rabbit from Trix is now turning them.
Hi, Mike.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. And thank you, Josh Murphy. Good job.
Oh, fantastic. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And don't forget, get your messages in for our birthday segment tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's the weekly mailbag. You don't have to be a birthday person. It can be any reason you want to send us some correspondence.
Send them after midnight tonight.
That's right, too. Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. T-shirts on sale at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Check out our Election Day T-shirts that you can order. And if you're coming to the show at the DC Improv, you can pick them up there or at the Mad Hatter. We're really excited about that. All information for you and the T-shirts. Beautiful pictures of the T-shirts. These are great T-shirts.
Beautiful.
They're beautiful, guys, and they're available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara, guys, reminding you to join us for your favorite part of the day, guys, the Mike O'Mara Show. Toodles.
Beautiful.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Ken Bone. Hi, Mike.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.